This bonus episode is brought to you by Criminology.
Hey everyone, this is Mike Ferguson.
And this is Mike Morford, aka Morph.
And we love Lainey. We're huge fans of True Crime Fan Club. And we'd like to invite you to try out our new podcast, Criminology. The first two episodes are out right now. Now, this is a podcast that will cover one case over a season. The first season is all about the Zodiac.
You can subscribe to Criminology on iTunes or on your favorite Android app.
Welcome back to the True Crime Fan Club Podcast. I'm your host, Lainey. If you've listened to the Broken Bonds episode, then you know the story of Jace and his twin brother, Jerry. Jace had to make a tough choice about doing the right thing. It wasn't easy, and it eventually cost one brother his freedom. If you haven't yet listened to Broken Bonds, then I would stop here and go listen now. Jace was kind enough to get Jerry on the phone to answer your questions. I'm really thankful that you will have an opportunity to hear from Jerry in his own words. And then you can decide, is he remorseful or just sorry he got caught? Okay, on to the show.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, remember I told you that we would record an update for the podcast that I did about you?
Say that again. You have to speak up again.
Do you remember when I told you that I would do an update? We would do a recorded update about the podcast that I did about you?
Yeah.
While we are recording.
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool.
So...
Good to know now. Well, okay.
No, I literally just started it because I happened to go to the studio. A lot of people have questions regarding what is our relationship like since I recorded that confession and turned you in.
Okay. First of all, I heard the question, but you're still going to have to either speak up or speak louder. The answer is, and an honest answer is, strength.
I would agree with that.
Subjects that we speak on are touchy. Information that we receive from said subjects are basic information. I don't think either one of us went into detail, for our own safety, for our own peace of mind. So this way, I won't subject myself to that type of situation again, and I don't think you want to put yourself in any type of compromising situation either. So if you're... You know, it's few and far between on visits, but that may be a good thing. It's not an every day. It's not an every week. It's, hi, how are you? How are the kids?
Right, that's why we visited. That's why we visit each other once every 3 months, right?
Right.
Yeah. Is there anything that you wish to address? I know you haven't heard the podcast, but is there anything you wish to address that maybe you want to make clear for anybody who has heard it?
Well, first and foremost, prison sucks. Delaware prisons are about as backwards as the Amish times. But I tell you one thing, when I do leave this prison, I plan to party like an Amish kid on Rumspringa. Otherwise, I think I've grown because of this experience. Jail is not what you think it is, but again, Delaware is a different state. So Delaware is not Rikers Island or Clinton Correctional in New York or... Maricopa County in Arizona. It's none of the above. It's not as gang affiliated as you would think, but again, everybody's prison experience is different.
Besides just the confession, is there anything that you wish were different? You know, considering
the...
Is there anything that you wish were different? I mean, not just the fact of the confession that I turned you in about, but is there anything that you...
Here's an honest answer. You may not like it, but I've learned in prison, if you mind your business, you live longer. Now, I feel as though had you minded your business, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have missed the birth of my daughter. I wouldn't have missed my son starting school. I wouldn't have missed... You know, birthdays with my niece and nephew. I wouldn't have missed visits with my family. But if you're ever in trouble in jail, that's the reason why they have law libraries, because you can check your constitutional rights versus your state rights. you have, even though you're in prison and you have the right to remain silent, you know, I strongly suggest that you, put that to good use, because talking only gets you in trouble, and I think I'm a prime advocate of that.
What Jerry is failing to mention here is the fact that Delaware is considered a one-side state. In the state of Delaware, you are allowed to record any conversation that you have with anybody that you have over any kind of communication, telecommunication device, etc., without having to notify the other party that that call is being recorded. Back to the interview. I would agree with that statement, but one thing I noticed, Jerry, is you said that if it had not been for me, you would have all these experiences, but one thing I noticed is you didn't take any responsibility for what you did.
Well, and again, you know, that's by one opinion or perspective, you know. If I choose not to tie my shoe and I fall on my face, that's my fault, okay? Had I not spoke about what I spoke about, I wouldn't be in jail, which is true.
Right, can we also mention the fact that, Jerry, you didn't just talk about it to me. You talked about it to anybody that would listen, and you use it as a badge of honor, in a sense. I said this because Jerry has been known to have people in the jail continue to call him by the name of the city where the murder took place. Lipsick, Delaware. And before Jerry was rearrested for this conspiracy, perjury, tampering with a witness, etc., I have received multiple phone calls from multiple people who would search for him on social media, find him, find out who I was, try to find out what's going on, whatever. And these people, even mutual friends, people I went to high school with, were saying, Jerry's over here bragging about what he did to this guy, and pretty much saying that there's nothing they can do to him, and things like that. So this became really irritating to me, really started to bother me. And I tried to figure out a way to make it stop. I felt that my family was being threatened. I felt that by him being released, there was a huge injustice that took place, knowing that he was only released because of the perjury, the conspiracy, and the tampering with the witness. And I felt I needed to make it right.
Okay, no, right there. What you call a badge of honor, I call being truthful and honest. Now, let's just say I go date one of your viewers. Okay. And this viewer has a brother who wants to know about who his sister is dating. And I feel as though, if I'm honest with the girl, it's the girl's decision of whether or not she wants to date somebody like me. Now, it's also her choice to tell her family. If I'm honest with you from the jump, it won't be so surprised if you find out later versus 5 years down the line, you don't know who I am, what I'm about. And
fair.
Then you find out that I'm dating your sister. You know what I mean?
That's a fair statement, but one thing that I still hold concerning is the fact of it wasn't just a, hi, this is my background, so you know. It was a, hi, I did this, and there's nothing they can do about it because it would be considered double jeopardy.
Which is true. This is why.
Right,
it's only double jeopardy if they attempted to charge him with a murder.
Right, but
again,
making a statement like that, Jerry, pretty much goes, hey, fuck you, there's nothing you can do. Ha ha, I got away with it.
Well, again, and no disrespect, but that's the opinion of you. That may be the opinion of, you know, I don't know the gentleman's name, so forgive me for, you know, getting it wrong, but the other DJ who, to my knowledge, is either a retired cop.
Jerry is actually referring to another show that I do on the station that I work with, where two retired police officers have a show that they do on our network.
He may feel the same way, but your average Joe, your average type person, you know, again, nobody really wants to talk about something like that. And again, it was my fault for speaking on it. But again, I still feel as though what I was doing was being truthful and honest. Hey, my name is Jerry. I was in jail for murder. Here's what happened. Here's exactly how it all played out. Do with that as you wish. If you don't like me, okay, cool. I'll move on to the next person. But it never did come back to bite me in the ass like it did with you. And I honestly feel that if it was somebody else, it wouldn't hurt so much.
Okay, that's a fair statement.
But because it was you, my twin brother, somebody who supposed to love me at the same time. You know, if anybody out there has a sibling, they understand you live with your best friend and your arch rival at all times.
Fair enough.
You know? especially with twins, you got to one-up each other and say, I got the cuter girl, or I kissed her first, or I did this, that, the third. But, you know, it comes down to, if it wasn't you, it probably would have been somebody else. And I agree with that 100%, but it hurts.
That's a fair statement.
It hurts because, you know, your sibling is somebody you should be able to trust with. Your twin brother should be somebody that can take your secrets to the grave with them.
Now, do you think in the next 8 years our relationship will change? Because
I think you will still be strained until I come home and I either you're satisfied that I've gotten this out of my system or talked about it enough, or until either one of us are just so contentious on speaking on things that we may not even talk or physically see each other unless it's at a family reunion, which out of 27, 28 years, I haven't been to one yet.
Neither have I.
You know?
Yeah, neither have I.
You know, like I said, my biggest regret about all of this is, you know, birthdays, holidays, births of my children and family members, but I honestly do not think that the relationship between myself and my twin brother will ever be what it should have been, could have been, or anything ever. I think it's going to be hard to trust each other. And we're both going to have a wall and guard each other and guard ourselves most of all.
Would it be a fair statement to say that it's not just because of what I've done that makes you not trust me, but it's because of what you've done that makes you untrustable?
Yes, that's fair to say. You know,
okay.
Had I not spoke about it, I would have never put myself in that compromising situation. But I feel as though you had an equal part in putting me in prison. Had you not recorded me or took it upon yourself or some kind of obligated reason to do what you did, whatever reason that may be deep in your heart, you can now whatever you say that's your justifiable reason. I did it because. But deep in my heart, I feel as though we're raised on a law and order system. I don't think you had anything to gain from it, but you also had nothing to lose. And I think I would have respected it a little bit more had you had something to gain versus I did it because I was bored and I was trying to help the police, you know? And I'm not the kind of person that has the fuck the police attitude. I'm far from it. You know, I'm sure you've told everybody, our mother, you know, was a auxiliary police officer.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And that's fine. We were raised on looking at pictures of dead people who have overdosed on drugs and said, look, if you don't want to die like this, don't do drugs. So that scared the hell out of us. And we probably haven't done drugs a long time. I mean, yes, I smoke marijuana, but that's it. But
right.
That's neither here nor there for what I'm in here for. You know,
what are you doing now?
Being honest.
I know we only have a few minutes left. What are you doing? Not like right this second, but what are you doing? Are you doing any kind of work in there? Are you doing any kind of schooling in there?
Education, but because of the prison riot back in February 1st of 2017, where Lieutenant Stephen Floyd was murdered, movement is really restricted. We now have a new warden, a new security major. New things are being implemented, new policies and new standing operator procedures. Things are going to get better for the inmates and better for the staff. They request more money for new pay because of hazards and this and that and the third. Meanwhile, they get updated uniforms and updated gear when this money was supposed to be earmarked for specific things, not, you know, a fix here and a fix there.
Right.
You know, this is where I tell people, you need to be an advocate for prisoners of this country because, you know, we may say, oh, prison sucks. Everybody knows prison sucks, but why does prison suck? Prison's not fun for anybody, but...
Well, prison's not supposed to be fun.
You have 1 minute remaining.
All right, Jerry.
I understand prison's not supposed to be fun, but, you know, there's a lot of people who don't get the option of education because of God knows for what reason that they say, oh, well, we don't like you or you have a bad history of violence, so we don't want you around our teachers because, well, you're deemed violent. Meanwhile, it's a typo. You know what I mean?
All right. Can you just say thank you to all the listeners from the True Crime Fan Club podcast?
Yeah. Thank you all very much for listening. If you guys have any more questions, feel free to get my information from Jason, and I have no problem answering your questions and writing back or doing another interview at any time.
All right, Jerry, I love you, man. It was nice talking to you. Sorry it had to be so late. Thank you for doing this.
love you too, man. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Jerry mentioned that if you wish to have his contact information to reach out to me, but I'll tell you what it is. You have to write Jerry Schweiger, Jerry common spelling, J-E-R-R-Y, last name S-C-H-W-E-I-G-E-R. You have to put S-B-I, that's Sam Bravo Indigo, so S-B-I-0049-6734. The address is 1187 Paddock, P-A-D-D-O-C-K, Road, Smyrna, S-M-Y-R-N-A, Delaware, 19977.
I want to thank Jace again for taking the time to contact Jerry and providing the audio to you, the listener. If you're interested in writing Jerry, his contact information will be on the website and in the show notes. I plan to shoot him a thank you note. Okay, fan club members, as I conclude this bonus episode, my one question to you is, how will you sleep tonight? Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this bonus episode, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice. It really helps us out. You can find us on most social media platforms, Twitter at TCFCPod, Facebook.com/TCFCPodcast, Instagram TCFC_podcast, and of course, our website is TrueCrimeFanClub.com. If you have an episode request or general suggestion, you can send us an email, tcfcpod@gmail.com. I would like to welcome to the club our most recent Patreon supporters, Jessica R., Dame, and Karen. She's the host of STAT, Shocking Traumas and Treatment. It's a podcast, and you'll hear the promo later. Our music for the show was provided by We Talk of Dreams, who created custom music just for us. Check them out on Twitter, at We Talk of Dreams, or their website, wetalkofdreams.com. While you're waiting for the next episode, check out some of my PodFriend shows.
Hello everyone, my name is Karen Wickham, and I am the host of STAT, Shocking Traumas and Treatments. I was a nurse for over 20 years in the emergency department and decided to hang up my stethoscope and pick up the mic and talk about strange medicine from around the world. Bizarre treatments, medical mysteries, scary diseases, and everything in between. And I'm also going to interweave some wild, weird, and incredible true stories from my time as an ER nurse. So please, come join me, STAT, Shocking Traumas and Treatments. And remember, sometimes it's the cure that kills you.
Hi, I'm Laura Murley, host of How to Be Less Awkward.
My life is just like a huge discombobulated jumble of awkward.
I'm really excited to bring you true life stories from some wonderfully open and funny people.
They didn't believe my story because I'm an 11-year-old kid.
My friend was like, yo man, this is a glory hole.
I definitely felt pressure to frisbee.
I mean, it was my first big boy job.
I don't remember when I finally recognized this is a third nipple.
We hope you check out the podcast. Okay, bye now.
Hi, I'm Sarah, the host of the Salty Canadian Podcast. If you want a podcast with rants, reviews, and just having fun, then this is the podcast for you. I can be found on Facebook, Twitter, at SaltyCanadian17, Instagram, The Salty Canadian. My show can be found on Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, CastBox, YouTube, and Google Play Music. Hopefully you will join me. Have a great day, eh?